It'll be a great experience for you.
It's the best experience you've ever had.
Exactly. It's no, a new, it's new experience.
Get ready to experience the hail of Gale.
I have no idea what that means.
I feel ready for whatever the experience is.
Well, let the great experiment begin!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Got breaking news here for you today. This is not a goof. This is for real. This morning, Facebook suspended my account. Now you might be wondering, well, how big a deal is that, Dimitri? Well, it's a pretty gosh darn big deal when you understand why it did it this morning. First, thank you so much for joining us. I apologize that you cannot see the Facebook live stream or message me on Facebook with Facebook Messenger because Facebook this morning has suspended Dimitri's account. They're going to review the suspension in a couple of days, and if they decide that they were right, then it'll be suspended for at least half a year. It might as well be, you know, forever. So no Facebook live stream. I don't have anything else set up with other social media yet. I know a lot of people want to watch the show. I'll never understand why, but they do, and I appreciate that more than you could ever know. But my Facebook account, and I need, and oh, here's the other thing. I need you to spread the word on Facebook among my friends and followers and listeners and all of that. I have no access to Facebook. They suspended my account. They suspended Facebook Messenger. I'm screwed. I can't even tell my listeners, the followers and friends, I should say, on Facebook, what happened or why. They're just, I've gotten some text messages going, where are you? We can't find you. And I texted one person back, Jeff, God bless Jeff. And I said, Facebook has suspended my account because, and I'll tell you why. Jeffrey Epstein. The Epstein files. I was losing my mind this weekend because the Epstein files had so much unbelievable information, gut-wrenching, disgusting, horrible information, but valuable information, all supplied. Listen to this. Hold on a second. Let's say we just got a thing here from Mr. Big Willie. Go to the Big Willie. Hold on a second here. Hold on. He just texted me this. Go to the Big Willie Facebook page for updates. Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Big Willie, but I don't know how it's going to work. Anyway, so go to his page. Big Willie, not the radio station, Big Willie 105.5, but Mr. Big Willie. So thank you for that, Mr. Big Willie. All right, so let me see here if I, let me get this thing down. Maybe that'll work. All right. So where was I? All right. So all the information regarding the Epstein files, this is so important. All of the information comes from the federal government, the Department of Justice. The Epstein files are from the Department of Justice. Pam Bondi, Attorney General, answerable directly to President Donald Trump. That's where all the information is coming from. It is all over X Twitter. I have an X Twitter account. I don't use it a lot because, frankly, most of the people here in the Valley use Facebook. Twitter's not big here in the Valley. Got it. But there's a lot of great information that I can share with you by going on Twitter, taking screen grabs, screenshots, and reposting them on Facebook. The local media and much of the national media is all but ignoring this story, which is difficult for me to overstate my I'm absolutely stunned by this. But the local media, especially here in the Upper Ohio Valley, it is beyond useless. One of the biggest news stories in the world about the Epstein files being released and all of the disgust. It's unbelievable. You can't even imagine how bad this stuff is. But it's coming from our federal government, the Department of Justice. So this weekend, I thought, well, I don't see anybody else on Facebook trying to alert the public about the Epstein files. Little did I know the reason why I didn't see anything on Facebook. And I thought, well, hell, I can do this. I can give you all of this information. And so I'm on X Twitter. I call it X Twitter so people understand what it is. It used to be Twitter. Now it's X. It's X Twitter. Screenshot after screenshot, which I reposted, not reposted, a screenshot which I posted on my Facebook account. Incredible information, again, from the Department of Justice. And I did that a good most of Sunday and into Monday morning, trying to get you as much information as possible. And I was going to talk with you at length about the information that I have found, which is, I mean, it's beyond, it's almost incomprehensible how depraved this is. And again, this isn't some tinfoil hat, crazy conspiracy theory guy. None of that stuff. This is from the Department of Justice. The Epstein files. I even included a couple of different websites, websites, that you could do searches for anything you, just about anything you wanted with the Epstein files to make it easier for you, my listeners, to see for yourself. Again, it is not tinfoil hat stuff. This is from Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, the Department of Justice. I must have posted 40 or 50 different things for you because no one's covering this. I thought, my God, why is no one covering this, especially on Facebook? The local media is utterly, completely useless. Not even a mention of it that I could find. Meanwhile, post after post with me just so that you and my followers, and I had more than 8,000 followers, more than 5,000 friends, just so you could all see for yourself what the Department of Justice Epstein files are disclosing. So this morning, as I'm adding more posts, again, to give you as much information as one human being could possibly give you, because nobody else is doing this, certainly nobody in the Valley. Certainly nobody on Facebook. I get a message from Facebook. And I'm paraphrasing here. My account's been suspended. Violating community standards. Do you want to challenge this? Okay, here you go. Click this, challenge it. We'll look it over in a couple of days. And if we decide we're right, your account is suspended for, half a year. And so I clicked and said, yes, I'm challenging this. But they don't tell you anything. They don't give you any opportunity to say, hey, these are from the federal government. This is the biggest news story throughout the world. And if in a couple days they decide that they were right, there's no appeal. There's nothing. It's like, screw you, Dimitri. We can do whatever we want. And none of this information is going to be on Facebook, at least nothing from you. All I was trying to do was to give you as much information as humanly possible about the Epstein files and the Epstein files that came to us from our Department of Justice. Community standards, really. I guess Facebook community standards are that we protect billionaire rapists. That's my guess what community standards are on Facebook. Certainly based on my experience today. Community standards, you mean stopping little girls from being raped? That doesn't live up to your community standards? Apparently protecting rapists is part of the community standards on Facebook. And so it is very unlikely, excuse me, I have to cough. And so it is very unlikely that they're going to change their minds. And so all the work, hold on a second, I got a phone call coming in. I have no idea what this is. Yeah, Big Willie 1055, hello.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on this whole Jeffrey Epstein files that you have.
Yeah.
And that you posted. You know, it's sad, but that happened to all these underage girls. But here's the whole deal. He got what he deserved, and everybody that's involved in it should get the same exact thing.
I hear you. I hear you.
I mean, 100%. I don't care if it's Trump. I don't care if it's Clinton. I don't care who it is. They deserve to die just like Epstein did.
I hear you. Thank you, sir. Thank you. By the way, the phone number, if you want to call in, I don't know what else to do. I don't have a Facebook live stream. All I have is you. You, my listeners, on the radio and on the app, the River Network app. Download that. You know, when I tell you that I'm all you've got, I'm all you've got. Try to find information, real information. About the face, or excuse me, by the of the Epstein files from the Department of Justice. Try to find them on Facebook. I couldn't believe people weren't posting everything possible. Now I understand why. Community standards, my Greek ass. Let me tell you what's really going on here. I actually have experience with this with Facebook. Hold on, I've got to cough again. It's all about telling the truth. And it's all about who really controls Facebook. Now, we know that the feds do not control Elon Musk, that they do not control X-Twitter. Thank God for that. Thank God for the First Amendment. Thank God for this African-American, Elon Musk, the richest man in the world, for having such faith in the First Amendment. Thank God for Elon Musk and X-Twitter. It is my belief, based on what happened to me today, this morning, and again, please share this on Facebook. Please let as many people know as you can. There's no way that I can tell my followers or my friends or anyone on Messenger what Facebook just did to me and why it did it to me. If you can, I don't know, post something, share something on the different sites or whatever, there are a lot of people wondering, where's Dimitri's Facebook live stream? Where's the show? More than 8,000 followers and 5,000 friends eliminated just like that. Because I had the nerve to try to tell you about the Epstein files and give you information how you can search them for yourself. There are different sites that have been set up online to make it easy for you to search the files yourself. And the depravity is beyond comprehension. I'm not a tinfoil hat guy. I never believed about Pizzagate or anything, but now,